Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night was one of the best nights of my life.
Wasn't it worth it?
It was so worth it. One of the best nights of my life.
Go ahead, Kendra. Tell
them where we were.
Tell everybody listening where we were last night.
We were at Game 2 at Fenway.
We went to the World Series. How about that?
Oh my God! It was like, it was last minute. Like Kendra came in clutch, got us tickets. Like it was unbelievable.
Wait. The best part about this was, I was just about to say, we didn't find out till about 3 or 3:30 that we were going. But actually, Kendra found out earlier in the day, but the email didn't go through or whatever.
We didn't see it. It came at like 10:30 in the morning. I'm like, well, that would have helped me a lot. That would have been a lot easier of a shower and getting dressed instead of, you know, throwing myself together.
Right.
It was at 2:00 in the afternoon. I was at Market Basket and I'm like food shopping going, oh my God. Can we rally? What is happening?
Yeah,
here?
We're texting each other. And David had been in town all day. And he's like, I don't think I can rally. I was like, you're rallying. We're going. It's all or nothing.
Yeah,
we're
a team. I was going to beg off.
I know.
And Sue... And then you too, Kendra.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And even my wife, everybody's like, you gotta go. You gotta go. I don't care how tired you are. Sleep when you're dead. Come on.
Yes.
So, what a fantastic night. It was really, of course, it ended the right way because the Red Sox won, but it was a blast. A little bit cold. We all had to dress warmly for it.
But we were in good seats, though, because I wasn't that cold. I was actually okay. It was comfortable. I mean, we had layers on, but we were in a good spot where we were underneath, but like barricaded.
Yeah,
sort of.
We didn't have the wind, which was nice. And we were behind home plate. I mean, not right behind, but we had great seats. Yeah. It was so fun. Just the vibe when you're sitting there. Every single pitch, people are screaming and yelling, and it was just. Except for we had those Dodgers fans behind us.
Yeah, there
of course,
was that.
We had the one Dodgers spot
that cracked me up.
It was so different. Like being at the game and watching it. And I always forget this when I go to a game. If you're just, I'm used to watching the games on TV and having all the analysis and all the contributions that the play-by-play guy and the color guy, you know, makes, or listening to them on the radio.
Right.
It's different when you're at the park and you got to look around at everybody else and kind of focus and pay attention and see what's going on.
Yeah, I was glad I was sitting next to you because you could, like, explain a few things to me when things happened. And I was like, wait, what just happened? And then David would, like, decipher for me.
Well, me and Sue were busy eating all
sausage.
The whole game. And everybody stands up after every pitch, after every out. So we were like, oh, we're standing again.
Well, we're going to have to circle back to you guys. You guys can put it away in terms
we'll
of
the, get
food
to the food
and the beer. I don't think I ever remember having that much congestion and traffic around Fenway Park. First of all, trying to get to the park, but even around in Kenmore Square, when you came up Brookline Avenue from Kenmore Square to go to the park, you guys came in from the other side, from the hospital
from
side.
Storo,
from
Storo, yeah.
But they had like trucks, you know, like snowplow trucks and dump trucks blocking the road for security reasons.
Yep. It was bananas.
It was, you couldn't park anywhere. All the lots were full.
No,
was,
but you know what? I didn't get as upset. Normally, I get road rage. I did not. I kept going, I'm going to the World Series.
I know.
What?
It was weird, huh? I wasn't even in a rush. We were stuck in traffic.
Kendra and I were in the same car. We jumped in together on Route 1. And then we had David on speakerphone. And the three of us, like, basically just stayed in touch with each other the entire time we were trying to find parking, and it was hilarious.
Listening to David talking to each of the parking attendants to try to say, all right, lots full. Okay, see you later.
No, then he's going, do you have room for one more?
I would pull up to the lot, to the parking lot, and they're all around Kenmore Square, and at some point you're just like, I don't care what it costs. You know it's not going to be free. You know, I thought it'd be 25. I didn't see anything for less than 45 or 50. The one I eventually pulled into was $50, but two or three times there would be like car by car inching forward to this lot, and two cars ahead of me would be like, sorry, we're full, we can't get anymore. And then you've just wasted 15 minutes. You gotta like do a U-turn and find another one somewhere. But you guys found that the parking gods were with you, huh?
The parking gods were with us. We just a police officer was like, no, you gotta go around and head down Brookline Ave and you can go into this parking garage. But then when we went to Brookline Ave, there was all barricades. You couldn't go down there. So then a nice police officer would try to explain to her. We're like, no, this other police officer. And she finally goes, all right, fine, go down the street. So she moved the little thing and let us go down the street. And I could just park on the street in front of a meter. And the meters were already, it was like only till 6 p.m. And by then it was like 7:30.
Yeah. And so there were so many spots.
Yeah. So. Overall, though, I can't even tell you. I thought, oh, I just, it just the feeling of sitting there and looking and then seeing the ghost socks on the side of the Prue.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'd be real interested to see, because they move, of course, they go to L.A. now.
Yeah.
Night off tonight and then games tomorrow and through the weekend. If they're quite as well attended or as charged, you know, right, in Los Angeles as they are here in Boston. Something tells me.
I don't think so. Are we going to fly out, guys? Kendra, get on it.
Okay, let's do that first.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.